الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، continuing our studies of the greatest verse and the most beneficial ayah in the book of Allah Azza wa Jal, Ayatul Kursi. We have seen a number of benefits related to this beautiful verse, and we begin discussing the benefits related to the very first statement in this verse. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, Allahu la ilaha illa hu. Allah, there is nothing worthy of worship except for Him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He began this beautiful verse and this most virtuous and beneficial ayah with the great name of Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah. And clarifying after that, that it is He alone who is worthy of worship. And this statement is the most beneficial statement. And it is the most important statement. And it is the foundation of the creed. And this statement is the key to paradise. And the reason why we were created and we breathe. And it is the reason why Allah Azza wa Jal has sent messengers to every nation, and along with them has sent books of revelation. The wisdom behind the creation is the establishment of the statement, La ilaha illallah. Is the establishment of the statement, La ilaha illallah. To understand it and to realize its great and most beneficial meaning, and to believe in it, and to work by way of it, and to work by way of it in application, in manners and conduct and indeed, La ilaha illallah. So our lesson today will be all about this statement. All about this statement which this verse begins with. And to clarify that there's nothing worthy of worship except for Allah. And if we ponder over all of the other statements that come after this, they are all proofs. And there are evidence and clear signs to the authenticity and to the truthfulness of this statement. Allah, there's nothing worthy of worship except for Him. If somebody would say, what's the proof? Al-Hayy al-Qayyum, because He is the one who is alive eternally and He has the perfect life. And since He has the perfect life, then likewise He has the perfect attributes. The perfect knowledge and the perfect hearing and the perfect seeing, and His authority is perfect and His wisdom is supreme. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. And He's al-Qayyum, meaning that He is providing and sustaining Himself and likewise sustaining and providing for His entire creation. And to clarify even in greater detail, La ta'khudhuhu sinatun wa la nawm. He does not get sleepy and He does not get tired. He does not get tired. So all of the rest of these beautiful words and these great benefits after this statement, they are proofs and evidences of the fact that there's nothing worthy of worship except for Allah. We will take those proofs and those barahin and those adilla al-wadiha as-sati'ah one by one inshallah in the classes to come. Now we discuss this statement here, the statement of paradise, the statement of Jannah, the statement of al-Islam, and the statement of al-Ikhlas, and the statement of al-Tawheed. And it is also known as al-Urwatul Wuthqa. Al-Urwatul Wuthqa, the strongest hand to hold, and the greatest means of safety and savior and success in this life and the hereafter, is the statement, La ilaha illallah. And it is also da'watul haqq. It is the call of truth. The call to La ilaha illallah. And also it is the shahada. Shahadatul haqq. Illa man shahida bil haqq. Wahum ya'lamun. The shahada of truth. The testimony of truth. And also it is al-bara'atu min ash-shirk. A means to free oneself entirely from paganism and from polytheism and from worshipping anything besides Allah Azza wa Jal. The statement is major. This statement is great. This statement is so beautiful and wonderful and very, very beneficial if we understand what it means. If we understand what it means. And we ask Allah by His grace and His mercy to grant us a good understanding of this statement and to fill our hearts with true awareness and knowledge of the reality of this statement and what it requires, and to help us by His grace and mercy to live by it and to live upon it and to abide by it and to call to it and to die upon this statement, La ilaha illallah. So we see that this statement, it has the most beneficial meaning, and that is La ma'buda haqqun illallah, that there's nothing worthy of worship except for Allah. So first, in order to benefit from this statement, my beloved children, my beloved students, we have to understand what it means. Because we can't just say words and not know what they mean, especially the words that are of such high importance and great and wonderful benefit. We must know what this statement means until we can talk about it and tell others about it. And this is something that I hope from these lessons here specifically, that after we finish discussing this verse, this beautiful verse, that each one of you will be able to talk about Ayatul Kursi. And you'll be able to talk about Allah Azza wa Jal. And you'll be able to say some beneficial advice and direction with regards to who your Lord is and what are His beautiful attributes and traits and characteristics and why He alone is worthy of worship. So this is the statement of Tawheed, the statement of Ikhlas, the statement of truth. La ilaha illallah. Although it is a brief statement, and although it is easy to say on the tongue, it has the greatest meaning. It has the most beneficial meaning. And that is to clarify that Allah alone, He is the one who's worthy of worship. And this also means that everything that's worshipped besides Allah is falsehood. And this is the foundation of Al-Islam. This is the foundation of Al-Islam. And this is the creed of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah. And this is what he called to all of his life. From the time he received prophethood, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, until the time that he died, he's calling to this statement. Learn it and to believe in it and to understand it and to apply it and to fulfill its rights and to respect it and to honor it and to uphold it. And to uphold it, this is the call of Al-Islam. The call to worship Allah alone with no partners. And to leave off the worship of everything else besides Allah. And this is of utmost importance. And worship, it begins in the heart with an attachment of love and hope and fear and trust and reliance and seeking help and seeking relief in times of distress and hardship. All of this is from the greatest actions of worship. And proceeding from there, likewise, the good statements like reciting the Quran and calling to the good and being nice to the parents and all of the other actions that are done with the tongue likewise. These are all also actions of worship. And likewise, the actions of worship from the body parts like praying and like making hajj and like slaughtering. And like seeking knowledge, all of these actions here, they're actions of worship and they must be directed to Allah alone. If somebody said why, then we tell them, لِأَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ, because there's nothing worthy of worship except for Allah. There's nothing worthy of worship except for Allah. Meaning that anybody who put his trust or his reliance or put his faith or his hope or his fear in something besides Allah Azza wa Jal, then he is misguided. And he has put his faith and trust and reliance upon something that is weak. And he's calling on someone who cannot help him or respond to him except if Allah wills. So the one who has the ultimate authority and the ultimate command, he is the creator and the provider and the sustainer. And his name is Allah. So therefore we put our faith and our trust and we call on Allah alone. And calling on others besides him is falsehood. This is the meaning of this statement. Today, we want to understand an important point about this statement, and that is the correct meaning that we have been discussing. But to truly understand and realize this correct meaning, we must know that the meaning is established upon two pillars, and that is negation and affirmation. Negation and affirmation. In Arabic, when we say negation, we say a nephew. A nephew. And in Arabic, when we say affirmation, we say ithbat. Ithbat. So therefore, this statement here is based upon a nephew, what ithbat. A nephew, what ithbat. It's based upon negation and affirmation. If we want to understand the correct meaning of La ilaha illallah, we must understand these two pillars, the pillars of negation and affirmation. So in the statement La ilaha illallah, there is negation and affirmation. How is that? That is by way of negating the right to be worshipped from everything besides Allah Azza wa Jal. Negating the right to be worshipped from everything besides Allah Azza wa Jal. Somebody might say, for example, the angels. Nope, not worthy of worship. Somebody may say, for example, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We say, nope, not worthy of worship. Somebody may say, Isa ibn Maryam, Jesus. He's worthy of worship. We're going to eat their food in the name of Jesus. They say, in the name of Jesus, we pray. Like this, that's what the Christians say. What do we say? We say, nope, not worthy of worship. Nope, not worthy of worship. What about the other guys, the Hindu guys? They worship in cows. What do we say about them? Nope, not worthy of worship. Negation. We negate that. That cow is not worthy of worship. What about the one who worshiped the stars? What do we say to them? Nope, not worthy of worship. That's falsehood. None of those things are worthy of worship. Those things are created. So the statement, La ilaha illallah, first it has this great all-encompassing general negation. Nothing. Nothing whatsoever is worthy of worship. Not even if it's super good and nice. Not even if it's from the best of creation, like angels and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Angels are from the best of the creation of Allah. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the rest of the prophets, all of the prophets and messengers, they're from the best of the creation of Allah. Allah, He loves the angels, and Allah, He loves the prophets and messengers, alayhi wa salatu wa salam, but they're not worthy of worship. They're not worthy of worship at all. Not any of them are worthy of worship. Any action of worship, the angels are not worthy for it, and neither are the prophets, alayhi wa salatu wa salam. Why? Why aren't the angels worthy of worship? Aren't they super good? Why aren't the prophets worthy of worship? Doesn't Allah love them? Why not? Because they're created. Ahsanti. MashaAllah. Because they're created. Allah created the angels. The angels, how could something that is in need of a creator to create them and provide for them and sustain them be worthy of worship? Isn't the one who created them more stronger and more powerful and more knowledgeable and greater and more nicer and kind for creating them and providing for them and sustaining them and helping them like that? And if Allah didn't create them, they would not even be in existence. And if Allah didn't provide for them, they would not even be alive. So Allah Al-Hayy Al-Qayyum, He is the one who is creating, and He is the one who is providing, and He is the one who is sustaining. And He is the one who is alive, Al-Hayy, that He's always alive. He's always the creator, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore, He's the one who's worthy of worship. So we have negation. Negation in this statement. All-encompassing negation, general, everything, from every aspect. From every aspect, nothing. Not even a little bit. Not even a little bit of worship. They don't deserve any worship, not even a little bit. Not even a little bit. Not even, for example, slaughtering animals, it has to be for the sake of Allah. To slaughter animals like for Eid al-Adha has to be for the sake of Allah. Somebody can't even slaughter a fly. You'd be like, oh, it's just a little fly. I'm going to slaughter this for his idol. This one, I'm going to kill it and sacrifice it for the sake of his idol, he says. No, not even a fly. Allah, He created the fly. Allah, He provided for the fly. Allah, He sustained the fly. How can you slaughter the fly in the name of your idol? Waliyadu billah. La, that's shirk. You can't even do that. Nothing whatsoever. Somebody says, they just want to do a little bit of worship for somebody else. Nah, nothing. Nothing is worthy of worship. Nothing is worthy of worship. Nothing whatsoever is worthy of worship of any type of worship. major or minor, small, a small action of worship or a major or a great action of worship. Nothing is worthy of worship besides Allah. And the affirmation, what is the affirmation? The affirmation is specific, a special affirmation. And Allah alone, He's the one who's worthy of worship. Allah alone, He's the one who's worthy of worship. So this statement has these two great pillars. The pillar is called a rukn. And two of them is called ruknani. The plural is arkan. This statement, kalimatu tawheed, takumu ala ruknaini, azimaini. And nafyu, what if that? Nafyu n'am. لجميع ما يعبد من دون الله وإثبات خاص العبادة لله وحده لا شريك له. It stands upon two great pillars, the pillars of negation and affirmation, of negation and affirmation. And the negation is an all-encompassing general negation, negating the right to be worshipped from everything, from every aspect besides Allah, and affirming the right to be worshipped for Allah alone and nobody else. And nobody else. So this is the meaning here. So in order to truly believe in the statement, La ilaha illallah, we first have to know its meaning and know what it negates and what it affirms. And in order to actualize this meaning, we have to disbelieve in everything that's worshipped besides Allah. So everything that's worshipped besides Allah, we have to believe that it's falsehood. Everything that's worshipped besides Allah, Allah, He called them tagut. Tagut. This is the people who worship things besides Allah. It is the devil who calls to that. And the devil, he is the tagut, Iblis. He's tagut, la'anahullah. Iblis, la'anahullah, he's the tagut. And he calls to the worship of his anything besides Allah. So those who worship angels, this is falsehood, and we disbelieve in that. Well, angels are not worthy of worship. Those who worship prophets and messengers, alayhim as-salatu was-salam, that's falsehood. Prophets and messengers is not worthy of worship. Those who worship trees or stars, or those who worship the dead people in the graves, they're not worthy of worship. That's falsehood. We disbelieve in that. Those who call on somebody who is dead in the grave, or they call on his sheikh and he's all on the other side of the world, help me, save me, protect me. Or they believe that the jinn are going to help them or harm them, so they're afraid, so they do acts of worship for the jinn because they're scared of them, like slaughtering and the likes like this, or they hang things in their cars because they're afraid of the evil eye. They're going to go make a string and put some beads or some stuff on there and then hang it up and believe that thing is going to protect them. Oh, billah, it's Allah who protects. It's Allah who protects. No strings can protect you, and no charms can protect you. No, it's Allah Azza wa Jalla alone who protects you. It's Allah Azza wa Jalla alone who protects you, and no one can harm you. Likewise, except by the permission of Allah Azza wa Jalla. So therefore, we have to understand that everything that is worshipped besides Allah is falsehood. It's falsehood. And that means that every religion besides al-Islam is falsehood. So Christianity is falsehood, Judaism is falsehood, Hinduism is falsehood, Buddhism is falsehood. All of these other isms, they're all falsehood. All of the other religions except for al-Islam, al-Islam is the truth. Al-Islam that is established upon La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, properly and correctly, this is the religion of truth. This is the religion of truth. But even today, we find that even some of the Muslims, they do not understand this statement. And they do not apply this statement. And many of them, they contradict this statement because they do not understand the meaning. Because they do not understand the meaning. Or because of the weakness in faith. And because of not showing love properly for this statement. And showing care and honor and respect properly for this statement. This statement here, this is the life of a believer. This is a life, this is our life. This is what we live for. This is what we live for. We're living in this life to establish this statement. La ilaha illallah. And if we do, then Allah, He will give us a good life in this life. He'll make our life good in this life by giving us faith and giving us contentment and satisfaction and peace of mind and ease in our hearts, and helping us to deal with the challenges of this life and protecting us and making the difficulties of this life easy for us because we have faith. This is all from the fruits and the benefits of La ilaha illallah in this life. And also, those who establish and live property upon this statement, they will be safe in the grave, and they will have peace and ease in the grave. And on the day of resurrection also, they will be safe, and they will be resurrected with the people of La ilaha illallah. And the leader of La ilaha illallah is Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and all of the prophets likewise, they call to this statement. And those who live and die upon this statement, in the hereafter they'll be resurrected with the best of creation, with all of the prophets and messengers at the head of them, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they will have great mercy, and they will have great honor, and they will be admitted into the paradise of Allah Azza wa Jal, where they will abide in forever, and they will never get tired or sleepy, and they'll never be hungry, and they'll never have to leave, and Allah will never be angry with them ever again. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this statement here is so, so important for us to understand that there's nothing worthy of worship except for Allah. Meaning that anything that is worship besides Allah is falsehood. If somebody, for example, he called on the grave, oh, provide for me. For example, some of them, you know what they say? They call on Ali, radiallahu anhu, or they call on Fatima, or they call on Hussein. They say, Ya Hussein, al-Madid, al-Madid, Ya Hussein, aghithni, oh Hussein, you know Hussein, radiallahu anhu, he's dead. He's been dead for over 1,000 years. He's been dead, radiallahu anhu, for over 1,000 years. They say, oh Hussein, save me, oh Hussein, provide for me, oh Hussein, help me. Hussein is dead. And they call on him. And then if you say, why are you calling on Hussein? They say, oh, you don't even like Hussein. Why are you disrespecting the family of the Prophet? We're not disrespecting them. You're disrespecting them. Nobody told you to call on them. Allah, la ilaha illahu al-hayyul qayyum. Allah, He's the one who's alive and never dies. Allah, He's the one who's worthy of worship. Allah, He's the one who the heavens and the earth belongs to Him. Allah, He's the one that no one can intercede on His behalf except with His permission. Why are you calling on somebody else besides Him in the first place? In the first place. So these people are upon falsehood. Other people, they call on the other saints, even lesser than them. They call on Jailani, and they call on Tijani, and they call on Badawi, the people in the grave. And some of them, you know what? They're so afraid of the man in the grave. They think that man in the grave is going to harm them because they think that he has attributes like Allah Azza wa Jal. They think that he has attributes like Allah Azza wa Jal. This is falsehood. All of that is falsehood. This is a false attachment. The attachment of the heart with hope and fear and love and trust and reliance, it must be for Allah alone. Allah, He is the creator. Allah, He is the sustainer. Allah, He is the provider. Allah, He is the one who is alive and never dies. Allah, He is the one who needs nothing whatsoever. He doesn't get sleepy and tired. All of this creation belongs to Him, absolutely. He is the one who created everything and gave everything its shape and its form. And it's all under His command and authority. And nothing happens except with His permission. So if you're afraid of something, then you call on the one who has the ability and who is powerful and strong. And if you hope to have any good, then you call on the one who has authority and command over all things. And do not call on anything from the creation, because the creation cannot do anything except with the permission of Allah. So therefore, the one to rely upon, and the one to trust in, and the one to pray for, and the one to call on, and the one to hope in, and the one to fear, truly is Allah alone, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the meaning of the statement, La ilaha illallah, that there's nothing worthy of worship except for Allah. And this means that everything that's worshipped besides Allah is falsehood and not worthy of worship, and we have to turn away from it and leave it entirely. And we only worship Allah. We only worship Allah alone with no partners. With no partners. هذا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.